Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
A federal appeals court has overturned the corruption conviction of former New York State Assembly Speaker Sheldon Silver, but prosecutors do plan to retry Silver. We're joined by Vincent Bonventer, an Albany law professor, a school professor. He's also the author of the New York Court Watcher website. Vincent, thanks for joining us. Why was the conviction overturned?
Well, the conviction was overturned because the trial judge instructed the jury incorrectly, and also because the prosecution was arguing to the jury incorrectly. And by incorrectly, I mean contrary to what the law is. The United States Supreme Court, and it was shortly after the Sheldon Silver convictions, but nevertheless, it was no surprise. The United States Supreme Court ruled in the case against the former Virginia governor, McDonald. It ruled that under the honest services law, that's the law under which Sheldon Silver was convicted, that there must have been a specific and very formal official act that was engaged in for the purpose of a bribe or a kickback. And what the Second Circuit did, the Federal Appeals Court did this morning, was saying that, no, what the trial judge told the jury was anything that, you know, a public official did anything under the color of his authority, that would be enough to constitute an official act. It's just not. And to tell you the truth, anybody who had been following the developments in the law should not have been surprised at all that what the trial judge told the jury in the Sheldon Silver case was just flat out wrong.
Yeah, and the prosecutor said they kind of expected this would happen. Could this impact other corruption convictions? Former State Senate Leader Dean Skelos comes to mind, maybe some others?
Oh, sure. Well, you know, Mike, in the Skelos case, the trial judge there, Kimba Wood, she actually said that there's substantial question, this is her words, substantial question that the instruction she gave the jury was erroneous. And therefore, she seems to think that there's a real significant possibility that the convictions against Skelos are going to be overturned as well, because she told the jury the wrong thing.
So when they do try to retry Sheldon Silver, what will prosecutors have to do differently?
Well, let's start with that, retrying. I think most Americans are a little surprised that this would not be double jeopardy, that, you know, the government screws up, meaning that the trial judge gets the instructions wrong, the prosecutor makes an argument to the jury that's wrong, the convictions get thrown out, and the government gets a second shot at it. Isn't that double jeopardy? I think it is. A lot of legal experts think it is. But under the current federal rules, it's not. So in short, what will happen is that the prosecution now will have to prove that there was an official act. It can't just say, well, Sheldon Silver did this, he did that, Skelos did this, he did that. They're going to have to show that there was some very, very specific, very formal act. For example, casting a vote because you were bribed, or pressuring an administrative agency to render a particular determination because you're going to get a kickback. Something like that, the prosecution's going to have to prove. And they're not going to be allowed to bring up an awful lot of the other activities that they did bring up in the Sheldon Silver case, which kind of made him seem really sleazy and corrupt, which he may or may not be. But those things that the government was bringing up were not crimes. So they're not going to be able to do that again.
Hmm. Vincent Bonventer, the Albany Law School professor, also with the New York Court Watcher website. Appreciate your time, Vincent. Thank you for your insight.
Absolutely. Great to talk to you.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.